AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Strong aftershocks this morning from the killer earthquake that left 267 people dead in central Italy. The U.S. Geological Survey's Zachary Reeves says the people there should expect more aftershocks, some very strong.
I would say there's a pretty good chance that they'll happen for at least a few days and possibly weeks or months.
And hopes are fading now that they'll find anyone else alive under the rubble. Bishop Giovanni Dottori in the hard-hit town of Pescara del Tronto says it's very hard to get by day to day.
It is very difficult for me to say what I think, what I feel now, because it's the earthquake. It's very difficult to live.
He spoke to Sky News. The first funerals are scheduled now for some of the dead. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are going at it. He's calling her a bigot who sees people of color only as votes to get to the White House. And he tweets that she ought to be ashamed of herself. She's painting him as a racist.
She lies. And she smears. And she paints decent Americans, you, as racists.
That's Trump yesterday addressing a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire.
He says he wants to make America great again, but more and more it seems as though his real message seems to be make America hate again.
The American University in Afghanistan says rumors that it's closing are not true. Militants attacked the campus this week, killing at least 13 people and wounding more than 40. The university says repair work is beginning now on the buildings. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte is not talking about this, but police in Brazil have charged him with filing a false robbery report over that incident at a gas station in Rio. This is AP Radio News. A U.S. Navy ship fired three warning shots toward an Iranian boat that was approaching another American ship in the North Arabian Gulf. Our Violet Ekonomova reports.
The latest incident, one of three that happened Wednesday, according to the Pentagon, marks an escalation of encounters in the region this week. A U.S. defense official speaking anonymously says the shots were fired by the patrol ship, the USS Squall. The incidents coming a day after four small Iranian boats approached a different U.S. Navy ship at high speed and veered off after the U.S. fired flares. Iran says its naval forces will warn or confront any ship entering its waters. Violet Ekonomova, Washington.
The top diplomats from the United States and Russia are meeting in Geneva to discuss the Syrian civil war, the crisis in Ukraine, and other issues as well. The meeting's going on between Secretary of State John Kerry and the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.